After the media blitz in Ohio and of Ohioans leading up to the presidential election last year, you probably think there isn't anything you don't know about Ohio. Well, we thought we might try to find a couple of things you might not know. Neil Zirker has been all over the state as a travel writer. He's formerly the host of a popular travel series on Cleveland's Fox 8 called One Tank Trips. His books include Ohio Oddities, and it's nice of you to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil.
Tomorrow in Washington, we'll be inaugurating a president. Everybody thinks he's the 43rd president of the United States, but not according to one man in Ohio.
Yeah, we have a man over in Hartsgrove, Ohio, who started a presidential museum. And he insists that John Hanson was the first president of the United States, not George Washington.
Who?
John Hanson. And I have a dollar bill, and I don't see his picture on it.
No, and the capital is not named Hansonville.
No, it's still named Washington, as far as I know. Actually, Mr. Hanson, I guess, was the president of the Continental Congress. And these people were the first people that this gentleman would like to see commemorated. And so he started a museum in his little crossroads store there, and it's probably the only one in the nation that now represents all presidents of the United States, including not only John Hanson, but several other gentlemen that were president before George Washington.
This during the Articles of the Confederation, before the Constitution was ratified. For those who will be scribbling down these names, Elias Boudinot, Thomas Mifflin, Richard Henry, Light Horse Harry, Lee, John Hancock, Nathaniel Gorham, Arthur St. Clair, and Cyrus Griffin are the forgotten presidents of the United States.
Yep.
There are some sports events in Ohio that are a little unusual, including worm racing.
Yeah, we a colleague of mine at Fox 8 many years ago started a woolly bear festival, and it's become the largest single-day festival in Ohio history. They attract about 100 to 150,000 people on a Sunday in October to watch worms race. And they really do. People dress up like worms that day. They dress up their kids like worms. They dress up their pets like worms. And it happens every October in Vermilion, Ohio.
I guess if people come out for radio programs, worm racing makes perfect sense.
Have you ever seen a worm race, though?
No, but I've watched radio.
Well, it's about as exciting as watching paint dry.
Of all of the oddities, you spend all this time writing all these books, what's the strangest one you found in this state?
Probably the strangest one would go back over to Ashtabula, Ohio, and I know this has happened probably in other states in the nation. We had a chicken whose head was taken off for dinner one day, and he didn't die. He lasted for almost 38 days, I believe it was.
How?
Well, according to the veterinarian, I guess when they delivered the coup de grace, they didn't go quite far enough on the brainstem or something. But in any event, the bird lasted and became quite an attraction in Ashtabula, Ohio for quite a while, 30-some days, until it finally died of natural causes 38 days later.
Now, there are all sorts of questions. I think I'll leave them alone. But I did want to ask you briefly, there's a painting that comes to life here in Ohio. I guess at the moment it's dusted with snow right here in Columbus.
Yes, that's the one that's in the old the Blind Park over here where the Blind School was, where they have a famous French painting that is out there that is depicted in topiary. And it's the only one like it in the world. Beautiful thing.
Sunday in the Park
Sunday
with
in
George.
The Park, thank you.
Well, it's got a long name in French. We all know it as Sunday in the Park with George. All of the characters in that painting, that remarkable painting, are there in topiary.
In topiary, including, I think, several monkeys and several humans, persons in a boat inside this pond. It's quite amazing. It really is.
Neil Zirker, thanks very much for reminding us that Ohio is not the plain state we sometimes think it is.
We do have our idiosyncrasies.
Neil Zirker is a travel writer and the author of several books, including Strange Tales from Ohio. We're out of time, but before we go, we do want to thank Jane Scott and her team from the Columbus Metropolitan Club. Thanks also to the staff of WOSU-AM, and especially Fred Anderle, Paul Anthony, Tamara Keith, radio manager Tim Eby, and general manager Tom Ryland. From the Fawcett Center on the campus of the Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.